Good morning and welcome to Sonoma County Focus. My name is Michelle Marquis, and today we're going to talk about Light the Night. This is the annual fundraiser to raise awareness and funds for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. It's happening this coming weekend, Saturday, September 8th in downtown Santa Rosa. And on the line with me is Dawn Bell. She is the campaign manager for LLS in the North Bay. Thanks so much for being here, Dawn.
Thank you so much, Michelle. It's a pleasure.
And also on the line with us is Kathy Lanterman. She is a survivor. Yay! And she's also on the regional board for LLS in San Francisco. Thanks so much for joining us, Kathy.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So let's start the conversation by talking about what exactly is leukemia and lymphoma, if people don't have experience or know what this is.
Well, Leukemia and Lymphoma Society was created in 1949 to start the process of building funds to research how to save lives, especially in young people, from leukemia, which used to be a death sentence. It no longer is that way. So for the last 70 years, the organization has raised $1.3 billion to research blood cancers in a variety of ways that has turned into a number of treatments that cross the boundaries from just blood cancer treatment to a variety of cancer treatments. So in effect, LLS's goal is to cure all cancers.
Wow. And so 70 years, that's quite some time. And what kinds of big changes have happened over the last 70 years in how blood cancers and other cancers are being treated?
Well, mainly in a big way, they've changed the way in which people are treated for cancer by through precision medicine, which identifies markers in individuals and can treat them separately from a pack of people. So if you have one form of cancer and somebody else has the same form of cancer, it may behave differently in you. So there are ways now to treat the cancer that specifically hones in on you as an individual. And also through stem cell therapy or stem cell rescue, any kind of stem cell therapies these days can make the difference between living with cancer and becoming completely clear of it. In fact, our honored hero this year, Savannah, had a transplant back in April, and she is one of the great survivor stories. She is now cancer clear because of this kind of research.
Wow, that's amazing. And the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, what kinds of things does the society do? Research, obviously, is one, but what are the other things that the society does?
We offer a variety of patient resources. In fact, we take about 20,000 phone calls to our Information Resource Center every year, where we are able to give people information about ongoing studies, lead them in the right direction for answers about their particular cancer or treatments in their area, support groups, things of that nature comes through our Patient Resource Center.
And is it strictly support for patients, or do you offer support for the rest of the family as well?
No, anybody can get support and information from the Resource Center. In fact, we highly suggest it, especially with family members and friends who are dealing with a loved one who has cancer. It's a great place to get the right information and to assist that person through their journey.
Yeah, especially if you happen to be a caregiver, close family member, good friend, watching someone deal with this, I'm sure cannot be easy, and having that support network means a lot.
Could I just interject one thing on that subject of patient advocacy? A lot of us here in the North Bay remember well the fires we had a couple of years ago.
Yes.
One of the other things that the patient advocacy group helps with is transportation and actually funding people that need a little bit of help to be able to get to their treatments. And, you know, one of our main cancer centers up here was closed for quite a long time following the fires, and LLS provided a lot of support to folks to help them get to where they needed to do to continue treatment while that was going on.
That's great. That's great. And, Kathy, can you tell us about your story?
Sure, happy to. About 4 years ago, I was just on a routine business trip to Paris and felt a lump in my neck and thought that wasn't quite right. So as soon as I got home, kind of started the long process of trying to figure out what was going on. And ultimately, I was diagnosed with a fairly benign form of lymphoma called follicular B-cell lymphoma, and began treatment for that. It's obviously a really scary time, and we didn't even tell most of our friends what was going on. We kept it to my wife and I as we went through the process. Yeah. But, you know, what I didn't know at the time, I got treatment from a great cancer center that we have up here, St. Joseph's, and was treated with a drug called Rituxan, which is delivered like chemotherapy, but has really none of the side effects that you affect, a little bit of tiredness the day that you get a treatment, but other than that, nothing. And I was able to kind of continue working and all of that. Mm-hmm. And what I know now is that Rituxan is actually a drug that was discovered by research funded by LOS, which is why I am extremely passionate about the organization and the life that I did that.
Wow, that's incredible. And so now, what drew you in then to be on the board in San Francisco?
Well, I retired from my CFO job up here locally a couple of years ago and was looking for something to contribute back to society. And, mm-hmm. The more I found out about LOS, the more passionate I became that I really wanted to be involved and contribute back. So, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society board at the time was looking to fill some roles. I have subsequently actually resigned from the board because I've got some personal family things going on that I'm dealing with. But I was really happy to learn more about the organization, to be able to kind of give back and, in particular, focus on fundraising here in the North Bay for Light the Night. But I'm much better informed about the overall scope of the work that LOS does and the great help that it's providing to people who are affected by blood cancers and other cancers.
Yes, yeah. Because a lot of times these breakthroughs in research can apply beyond just one area. So this research is vitally important across the board.
Well, yeah, the reality is that blood is a lot easier to get to and mm-hmm. to treat mm-hmm. than other hard form, that's not the right word, but hard cell tumors. And so, that's why we've had such great success in finding treatments that initially, were targeted at blood cancers that apply to a whole bunch of other kinds of cancers, is because it's just easier to test and, iterate and get application and see results.
Mm-hmm. So this weekend, coming up on September 28th in downtown Santa Rosa, is the annual Light the Night event. This is a gorgeous event. Tell us a little bit about it. When is it happening?
So every year, beginning in September across the country, there's about 140 of these events. And we've been doing this. This is our 25th year for Light the Night, actually. Mm-hmm. And we're super excited about that. We've been doing it in Santa Rosa now about a dozen years at Old Courthouse Square. And it all begins with sort of a festive atmosphere of having various tents there that talk about what LLS does, and you can pick up your T-shirts and everybody gets a lantern that represents the reason that they're there. And those lanterns get lit later in the evening, and then everyone pays attention to this beautiful moving ceremony from the stage that talks about survivorship. And then everyone goes on a walk around downtown Santa Rosa. It's about a mile and a third. It's not very long, and it's just enough to really feel that camaraderie and get those lanterns lit and held high. And the lanterns, as I say, represent three different areas of support. One is the red lanterns are for supporters. So if you're there supporting someone who's going through treatment, that's the color you want. Mm-hmm. If you are there as a survivor like Kathy, she'll carry a white lantern. And if you're there in remembrance of someone, you'll carry a gold lantern. And we like to see fewer of the gold lanterns and a whole bunch of white lanterns if possible. Yeah. That's the ultimate goal. So it's a beautiful, beautiful evening time event.
That's great. And so what time do people arrive?
We open registration at 5 o'clock. The ceremony begins at about 7, mm-hmm. and the walk begins a little closer to 7:30. So it's not a very long presentation, but this year we're also having live music, and we've got a kids zone with lots of games to play and a generally open sort of festive atmosphere. So come as early, bring a picnic. There will be food there for individuals who raise $100 or more are entitled to a meal. There will also be a secondary food truck there for those who want to buy off of that for their kids or for themselves.
Great.
So there's lots to do, and we invite everybody to attend.
All right. And so have people who are signed up for the walk, have they been fundraising prior to the event?
Yeah, so we kick off somewhere in the early summer months and we contact teams of and individuals who have participated in the past and get them to start doing their fundraising. So right now we have about 62 teams, and that consists of both corporate and friends and family teams, and anywhere from 2 to 100 team members.
Mm-hmm.
Right now I'd say we're in the neighborhood of about 600 people that
oh,
are
wow.
registered, and between now and the end of the day on the 28th, we'll have about 1,000 to 1,200 people.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way that it works, is everybody sort of comes together in the last couple of weeks.
Sure.
Yeah, so they've all been raising money since then. We are very excited. Our goal is $275,000 this year. Last year, we raised $208,000, so we bumped it. So we're super excited, and a lot of our teams are really performing, and it's exciting to see everybody getting behind this great cause.
Is there a place on the website, which is lls.org, is there a place to sign up now?
There is. If you go to lightthenight.org,
okay.
You can find the North Bay event just by entering North Bay.
Okay.
And it will come up, and it will ask you to register or donate either way, and you can do both of those things, of course, as well. So it's lightthenight.org. And then search for North Bay.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, there's the find an event button right there. And if you can't join, you can still donate, right?
Absolutely. As I say, there is a donate button there. And if you know somebody who's participating, consider donating to them, even if you can't be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They really appreciate it. And as I said, I mean, they're so proud of what they do for raising money for LLS. Every little bit helps.
Yeah. Yeah, it does make a difference. And I love the tagline, bring light to the darkness of cancer. And I think there's something really beautiful and symbolic about doing this with these lights and giving people hope, as we always sort of think of a light as a beacon of hope. And it's just a beautiful event.
It really is,
yeah,
and you're exactly right. I mean, there's a moment at which I think I know I've been to 8 or 9 of these events, and at every single one, at some point during the ceremony, it chokes you up. You just can't help it, because there are beautiful stories being told. There's a lot of loss, and there's a great deal of survival. And so you kind of get caught up in that moment. Right, Kathy?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's really fun and passionate. And, you know, the fundraising, a lot of us that have been raising money since, you know, probably May, I guess, I started my team's Team Magfish. And there's a lot of the teams are doing really creative things. I think a new team that we have this year from Keyside is doing a painting event where they have money, you know, contribute that local businesses. Mm-hmm. I think they're doing theirs at, is it Bear Republic Gone? I did a wine and song event earlier this year
where, nice.
You know, it's fun for people. You know, we of course love direct cash donations,
mm-hmm.
But it's also, we can make it fun for people by, you know, having them pay attendance to go to an event, have silent auctions. There's a whole variety of activities that have supported fundraising, that individual teams have come up with some creative ideas. And, you know, my team had a lot of success with adding an event this year, which I hadn't done in the past. So I doubled my fundraising goal, so I had to do something creative to try to hit it.
Nice, nice. Awesome. And these happen throughout the country, right? So how many different Light the Night events happen throughout the country each year?
There's about 140.
Oh,
they
wow.
begin in September and they end in November.
Okay, great. Wow, this is so exciting. So if you have not signed up and you want to just show up on the day, can you still show up on the day on Saturday, September 28th?
Oh, absolutely. And there's a really quick text to register and text to donate process there as well. So.
Oh,
that makes it super quick and easy to do. And we do encourage people just to walk on over and check it out, because if you register, you'll get a lantern. We don't ask that you necessarily fundraise or donate.
Mm-hmm.
We'd love that. But if you just want to show your support, just register, show up, and you'll get a lantern and you can walk with us.
Wow, that's great. And I also know in the past years you've had the taiko drummers sort of help you start your walk and get that beat going. Are the taiko drummers going to be there again this year?
The Sonoma County taiko drummers are amazing. They're going to be performing both just before the walk as well as just outside of Fremont Park, which is the Cancer Memorial Park. It's part of our route.
Oh, yeah.
So there'll be a couple there. And we also have a live band this year called Heartwood Crossing, local band, excellent music. It's something we haven't done before, so that really adds to the atmosphere, we think.
That is great. And it's also nice because we've had now the reunified square for a couple of years, that has sort of enhanced the event, I'm sure.
Oh, it's incredible to have that whole thing all in one spot. And it's such a beautiful location, easy access, easy to park, great, you know, restaurants nearby for people to go to afterwards. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful downtown area.
All right. And what about the weather? We've had a little bit of sprinkles here and there. If we've got a little bit of rain on that evening, is it still going on?
Absolutely. It rained last year, right, Kathy? And we still did it.
It rained
stopped just in time.
A bit, but we got lucky. It wasn't raining on us while we were walking.
Oh, nice. Good.
Yeah.
All right. Excellent. So you can learn more and sign up at lightthenight.org. You can support existing teams. You could sign up as a new team if you want. You can just show up the day of in downtown Santa Rosa, and that registration would start around 5 o'clock. You could get set up there. That'd be great. And it's really going to be a great way to support the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does, to support the survivors, to remember those that we've lost, and to really just keep that fight, taking those steps towards ending cancer. Thank you so much, ladies, for joining me today.
Oh, thank you, Michelle. And if anybody has questions or there's any confusion about the site, of course, my phone number, if anybody needs to reach a representative for LLS, is 707-596-5511. I take all calls.
Okay, great. That's 707-596-5511, and you can talk with Dawn directly. Thank you. Dawn Bell is the campaign manager for LLS in the North Bay, and thank you so much to Kathy Lanterman, who is a survivor. Congratulations, and also recently on the regional board for LLS in San Francisco. And head on out. It's going to be a great evening. Light the night.
We are very excited that Amber Henderson from the Amber and Tanner Show on Froggy is our MC this year.
Excellent.
Her mother is a survivor, and she has an amazing story to tell. So we're super excited to have that connection.
Oh, that'll be great. Amber is wonderful. Okay, very cool. Amber from Froggy 92.9, the MC for the evening. Well, thank you so much. My guests have been Dawn Bell, the campaign manager at Leukemia and Lymphoma Society for the North Bay office, and Kathy Lanterman, herself a survivor and recently on the regional board for LLS in San Francisco. I'm Michelle Marquis, and this is Sonoma County Focus.